The word today is alone. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Loneliness is unusual in that we can be in the middle of a big crowd and still feel alone. When we feel unappreciated or rejected, it is helpful to consider that our Lord Jesus faced rejection too. Only He could bear the cross so that we would never be forsaken. People can let us down, but the Lord is close to those who call upon Him. Here to share more about this comforting topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Alone.
We're going to talk about the topic of loneliness today. And this is not something that we spend a lot of time as Christians discussing, but it is a situation that can hit any of us. We can find ourselves in a time of being alone, kind of like in a desert all by yourself. And that can be difficult emotionally. One of the things that can strike us at such a time is the thought that this is only happening to us and other people don't feel these kind of longings and needs and don't have this kind of space, that there's no one close to them. And that's just simply not true. In fact, there's a lot of loneliness taking place around the world nowadays. In many countries, the number of singles outnumber the married individuals. And in fact, in the Western part of the world, there's more people that are cohabiting, which is not a good arrangement, and it can lead to breakups and lack of commitment. There's more people cohabiting than there are married. And this is not good. It's going to lead to a lot of heartbreak and a lot of isolation and loneliness. So the first thing I want you to know is you're not alone. That might sound strange when we're talking about loneliness, but you're not the only one going through it. There's many individuals that, while on the outside, it might look like they're content and okay, but on the inside, they might be feeling isolated or abandoned, perhaps misunderstood, or even alienated from other people that they love. There's an interesting verse in Psalm 68, in verses 5 and 6. It says, God is a father to the fatherless. A defender of widows is God in His holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. You can immediately see the contrast that's drawn there between those who are suppressed, those who are mistreated, or those that are going through loneliness and loss, in contrast to the rebellious, the ungodly individual. What we see here is that God has a very strong feeling about people that are going through a hard time. He has a soft spot. Now, that would make sense because we're made in the image of God, and so we go through the same kind of range of emotions that God does. God can relate to our suffering and trials. Kind of reminds me about the description of the Lord looking down on Israel when they were struggling in Egypt, and it caused Him to have compassion because they were being treated so poorly. Same thing with loneliness and loss. This triggers compassion in God's heart. And that's why it describes Him as a defender of widows and a father to the fatherless, someone who brings prisoners out of their bondage so that they can rejoice. God delights in doing these kind of things. I'd like to make a distinction between what I'd call mild loneliness and severe loneliness. Mild loneliness, I would consider things such as you just moved to a new place and you don't know many people. you don't have that many friends, and I would suggest that if most of your friends, so to speak, are online, that you start to try to develop flesh and blood real relationships. Maybe you just broke up with somebody and you lost your love. I would call these mild loneliness. When you hear severe loneliness, you'll understand that distinction. Refugees who have had to flee their country, an individual in prison and in isolation, someone who is fatherless, who maybe lost their father whom they looked up to when they were quite young, a person who's abused, or the person who is dying. Many times these are extreme forms of isolation. And this is what triggers Psalm 68 when God's compassion is aroused. He wants to come to help, to bear the weaknesses of those that are failing, to help encourage and befriend those that feel as though they are isolated. I'd like to warn you about some dangers associated with loneliness because it can make you vulnerable. Cults, groups that are trying to suck an individual in to control them, often will use what is called love bombing, where it's just this over-the-top amount of politeness and acceptance and gift-giving, and it seems really extreme. Sometimes these cults will do this in order to try to win over the individual. But what you want to watch for is that there can be sharp personality changes. You know you might be dealing with a cult if it starts out over the top, love and acceptance and gift-giving and all. But then it turns into controlling and manipulation and lying. So watch for shifts in those kind of behaviors and personalities. Scammers will look for the lonely in order to take advantage of them and will lie and lie in order to manipulate the elderly. So we have to watch out for them, especially those with memory problems. There are individuals that are emotional vampires that will just try to glom on to anybody that will need acceptance, and they'll try to take and drain their resources. We have to watch out for that. And one of the most important ones is never compromise your walk with the Lord Jesus. There is a tendency for individuals to think that they should shelf their faith. If the person they like, if the individual they're pursuing is not religious, or if they're not Christian, there's a temptation that comes to minimize your faith and your walk with the Lord. Never, never shelf your faith. Never lower your commitment for Jesus for anyone, no matter how strongly you feel about them. God has put billions of people in the world, and there can be one that joins you in your love for Jesus. You never want to choose someone else over your Savior. It's a huge mistake. Well, you know, loneliness is such an opposite from popularity, and people are pursuing popularity online. They're trying to get their friends online. I would tell you, frankly, to avoid TikTok. I would tell you never try to replace real flesh and blood relationships with social media. Never chase online popularity. It's risky, and it will often cause you to compromise your morals or your spiritual commitment. Try to fight against self-pity. I know it's not easy when you're feeling lonely not to feel self-pity. I remember one time where I was at a pastor's event, and I was single at the time, but there were hundreds of married couples at this event, and I felt so isolated, even though I was in with hundreds of people. It can be easy to feel like you're the only one, and that's where Satan will come with a lie. He will say, you're the only one. your pain is worse than everyone else's. This leads to self-pity, and it's self-destructive. I remember Elijah, who after the battle with the prophets of Baal said, "I'm the only one left." And remember Jonah was feeling self-pity, and he was telling God, "Take my life." This self-pity is pathetic. It's the lie that no one understands me, my pain is worse, and you know, at times I've told people, get over it. You know, stop whining and complaining, but you have to watch it because a person can be emotionally weak and you don't want to show harshness. Really, what you want to remember is that you always have worth through your faith in Jesus Christ. You are always valuable to the Lord, and in that sense, you are never alone when you're with God. In fact, Psalm 27 talks about this. David was writing this psalm, and he says very interestingly in verse 10 of Psalm 27, "Though my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will receive me." You know, there are individuals around the world that are listeners to the Word today where their families have rejected them because they're Christian. Some are even threatened and persecuted because of their love of Jesus. You need to remember that no matter what others think of you, Christ will receive you. If you repent of your sin, if you come in simple faith and wanting to be a follower of Jesus, you'll be forgiven. You'll be received. God will not abandon you. He doesn't abandon his children. Sometimes other people do. And sadly, sometimes it's family members that walk away or leave us alone. But God will not abandon us. He's the father to the fatherless, the defender of the widows, the one who springs individuals from prisons. I encourage you to use periods of solitude and isolation to worship and to serve God, to find a way to serve as a Christian, to do something loving for someone else will help ease the burden of isolation and loneliness. And remember that Jesus called all of us to membership of a church, a group. So try to find other Christians to fellowship with. And if you can't find anyone else, please make us your friends at The Word today. And let us bring you hope and joy and confidence. And God will surround you with people that love you and lift you up.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.